Good evening from Wet Air, and I'm Evelyn Cusack. Well, tomorrow will start sunny until about 8:45 when cloud cover will increase dramatically and strong to gale force winds accompanied by torrential rain will sweep across the country, later giving way to snow which may accumulate on heavy ground before temperatures rise to mid-20s in the afternoon, dropping to freezing before dark as a monsoon storm followed by a swarm of locusts sweeps in from the east, and night falls and occasional showers affect most areas under a clear sky with frost before dawn, when we can expect drought conditions in the east to cause water shortages before mist and fog descend at lunchtime, and a bright sunny afternoon. And remember, this is all based on science, not the way a goose might look at you or what a postman has been smoking. Good evening.
Oh, bloody heck.
Hello, security. I'm finished up here. I'll look up and be down to you in 2 minutes. Thanks.
Very good, Mr. O'Brien. I'll let you out then. Over.
All right, time to go.
Bloody hell! How did you get in here, Count Shatter?
Good evening, Mr. Ombudsman. I was just hanging around and I thought I should drop in.
But I thought this building was impregnable. We took every precaution.
Yes, I noticed the garlic hanging everywhere and an inordinate number of crucifixes for an Englishman.
But
do you really think that I had to be invited in?
No,
like some kind of creature from the undead?
I never
did you hope to keep something for me? I am the Minister for Justice after all.
Stop.
And I know everything.
Oh, Gordon Bennett.
Now explain yourself, Mr. O'Brien. You do have some neck.
No, look, we suspected bugs and we were left in an invidious and very awkward situation.
Bugs? Why, you should have called an exterminator then.
No, it wasn't as easy as that.
Look into my eyes.
It's very late. I'm feeling a little tired.
Of course you are. It's been a very trying week.
Very.
You relax now.
Yeah.
You know, certain parties would love to see your lifeless and drained cadaver paraded through the streets as an example. But that's not my way. I prefer to leave enough blood for you to function. Just about. But first, about all this unpleasantness.
What?
Remember, just like my reflection in that mirror over there, there's nothing to see here.
Nothing to
see
here.
That's better. There was no surveillance.
No surveillance.
You were very tired.
I am very...
very confused.
Confused, Ombudsman.
You must tell the Minister everything.
Must tell...
He is, after all, the Minister for Justice.
Count Shatter.
Yes.
Tell everything.
Very good. Now, off home with you, Simon.
Yes.
And try not to have Rice Krispies for breakfast.
No.
They're so noisy, I can scarcely hear your early morning thoughts.
Hello and welcome to 6-1. I'm Dabo.
Gamanadeev Galair.
Please, Sharon, not before the watershed. The headlines tonight: as Atlantic storm Darwin worsens, the government puts the army and Viking splash tours on standby. Meanwhile, the Vatican welcomes insurance company claims that Darwin is an act of God.
Doonbeg golf course receives massive investment from Donald Trump's heir.
Oh, I think you were right the first time, Sharon. There is outrage as a zoo in Denmark kills a giraffe to prevent inbreeding. It's harsh, but if you've ever been to North Kerry, you can see their point.
As Mick Wallace puts two Italian restaurants up for sale, we ask, does that mean he'll finally be able to afford to buy a man's shirt now?
And the organisers of the New York St. Patrick's Day Parade have welcomed the announcement that Gael Ling, the Irish language group, are set to attend. They have, however, requested they only call themselves Lynn for the duration of the parade.
But first, as Valentine's dates kick off around the country, we examine the love affair between Kenny Egan and Fingal.
poof, poof, poof. Left hook. All right, here's the uppercut. Poof, 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 poof.
Wow.
Huh? Huh? Happy Valentine's, Kenny.
It's Kenneth.
So, to recap, I'm your sexy Taoiseach.
Taoiseach, right, which is like the manager, right, like Billy Walsh.
Exactly. And the party you're standing for is Fine Gael.
So, not the other shower.
No, definitely not the other shower.
And remind me what the difference is again.
Well, never mind that now. Here's the starter. Bon appétit.
Kenneth Egan.
No. Don't worry too much about the politics.
I know nothing about it.
Me neither. Look, you'll get the same media training as me next week.
Yeah?
You know, the photobombing positions, the high-fiving, and the big one, ducking debates.
What?
Then you'll be ready for the first big publicity shot outside the polling station.
Wait, the polling station?
Oh yeah, don't worry about that either. It's a bit like a boxing club, only with the potential for more violence. I'll have someone show you where it is nearer the time, Kenny.
Okay, just one more thing, Billy.
Huh?
It's not Kenny, it's Kenneth.
Oh, right. It's just that I sort of got used to Kenny. You know, it seemed like such a fine, winning name. Poof, poof, poof.
No, it's Kenneth. The whole Kenny Mania thing, that was just,
huh?
You know, hysteria and all, you know?
Right, well, if you insist, you don't argue with an Olympic medalist after all, do you?
No.
End of Kenneth, it is so.
Wait,
let's have a glass of bubbly to celebrate.
Oh, no, I'm off the...
Two flutes of lilt here, please.
All right.
One, two, uni-flu. Poof, poof, poof.
You're after spitting into me soup there.
Kenneth Mania kicks off now. Right, lads, looking at the competition, the Sunday Indo is running with Who's Bugging Lucinda Creighton. What do we have? We are the Sunday Times. Our readers expect us to follow up with another scoop. What do we got? Let's hear.
A harrowing report from Syria. It seems that the war graves of the Commonwealth soldiers who fought for the Empire in the 1930s haven't been cleaned in weeks. Very upsetting for the family.
Yes, but we need something Irish. Where are we on the G-Sock bugging story? John?
No, I'm sorry, Atticus, but the Ombudsman, the Minister, the Department said there was a routine surveillance sweep and they found a couple of anomalies, but no evidence was spoiled.
No, let's not be naive. Everyone here has watched all 5 seasons of The Wire, right?
Yeah.
There's obviously something really complex and sinister going on. Probably to do with undercover wiretap, police commissioners trying to dupe, you know, the crime stats to advance his career. Come on, lads.
I've been watching Homeland. Sure, half those intelligent operatives are knocking back volume like there's no tomorrow.
Exactly. What about allegations of a leak in GSOC?
Well, I've actually been watching the 4th season of House of Cards on Netflix, so there could well be a senior government figure leaking information to an attractive young journalist who he's probably sleeping with.
Exactly. Chase up that lead. Now, where are we on crime stories this week?
Well, yesterday, Gardaí sees Chris a math with a street value of 45 grand in Sligo, so I'm trawling the medical records of Sligo's 30 best chemistry teachers to see if any of them have recently been diagnosed with cancer.
Perfect, what else?
I've been watching Scandinavian noir drama for 4 straight days.
No, that's research. That is the Pulitzer Prize right there.
Somebody get me an espresso.
Alright, and don't forget the politics as well, lads. I want everyone watching Borgen on box set tonight. Let's go out there and make the news.
Yeah.
We'll fill out the rest of the paper with the stuff we'll take from the London edition.
Right, tea break. 1, 2, 3.
What's that racket you're making, Philip?
Well, you see, I'm getting ready for Europe, Dicey.
Oh.
Vous ne pouvez pas faire une omelette sans casser des oufs.
You'll need more than just a few lines of French, Phil.
Wait till you hear this. Sie können ein omelette machen, ein Ohr sehr schlagen.
German on its own won't cut it either.
Hold a while.
Yes.
No se pedra una omelette sin rampant as hevos.
No, that's much better. Broken eggs in Spanish, what?
Hey.
How did you do it so quickly, Philip?
The old leavings are the lingua franca and tapes, like.
Oh.
Fierce handy altogether.
But don't forget, you need to be able to communicate with the Brits in Europe as well.
Huh? Oh, what do you mean?
I mean, you should start trying linguaphone English.
Ah, castra tu pav. Scheisse von Kula.
Bonsoir, Senator. Would you like the still or the sparkling water?
Holy! Oh, David, Cohardus, you silenced that nest of vipers in RT and restored it as a station of the cross.
Yeah.
I prostrate myself at your altar. Oh, David of Iona. Yeah. Mullen.
I seek no personal reward. You know, we're going to have the check blessed as a relic. Pilgrims will file past it, you know.
We can use that money to make Iona a refuge from Saturday Night Show depravity.
Yes, the Institute could certainly do with the money, which is...
No, the island. What? You and I shall follow Column Kill across the Scottish seas to Iona. We live like monks and set up our own scriptorium.
No, but Ronan...
You and I and like-minded men. There'll be no need for women. We'll lie and wattle and daub beehive huts and sleep on a bed of straw.
I don't think this is
going to... It will be perfection, my precious.
Ronan, you've got your hand on my hand. Now,
sorry,
this is...
I got a bit carried away there, David. Forgive me. I'll tighten my silas in penance.
No, careful. Thank you for the lovely Valentine's mass card, by the way.
I picked out a Sacred Heart picture preacher myself. Oh. I love the way Christ throws his eyes up to heaven as though John Waters just walked in.
Oh, damn, I think I got a paper cut.
That's no paper cut. It's stigmata. That's how it started for Padre Pio.
Monsieur, you're petty.
Look, David, the Melba toast is in the shape of Our Lady. Oh, David, the stars are aligning. We are meant to be.
Stars? That sounds a bit too sciencey for me, Ronan. Please excuse me.
No, please.
Goodbye.
Oh, bye, David. Why have you forsaken me?
Is everything okay, monsieur?
Bring me some Eucharistic wine, garçon. Oh. And leave the bottle.
Mon Dieu.
Blasphemy.
RTE. Great radio on RTE. From John Murray.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to the programme. We'll be making sarcastic comments about serious news and then patronising some overweight people.
To hijinks at dawn over on Lyric.
Good morning, yes. It's Marty Whelan on the radio this morning. What did you say? Yes, it's Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day with me, Marty, and my hair. Which, of course, is brought to you by the Black Rock Clinic.
And weekends on 2FM.
Yeah, great, fantastic. Atlantic 252. No, wait, what's the RT? 2FM, yeah. I think it's on Monday, Friday, whatever. Oh, it's a weekend, it's a weekend. I'm on the weekends now. I don't know where I am. What? Who?
And ease into your evenings with John Creedon on Radio 1.
Ah, you're all very welcome back to the programme again. Hello to those listening in Cork and those abroad as well in places like Waterford, Kilkenny and further afield. Especially those joining me for the St. Patrick's Day drought and not drinking for the day, just that one day of the year. I'll be watching the telly, me underpants. But for now we'll have 2 hours of music, which I'll be interrupting every now and again to talk about jive and jazz and generally sounding like I'm broadcasting from the bed, which I sometimes do actually.
Great Irish Radio. RTE. We whisper because we're ashamed.
Alan's Cakes!
You can listen back to this episode on the radio player, but don't be expecting bonus material. I have a strict ban on bonuses, and I'm watching the banks like a hawk using government-level technology. 2 empty yogurt cartons and a string. Big Brother is watching. The Late Late on Coronation Street. Back after this.
The Garda Síochána refutes any suggestion that all members were used in any way to carry out surveillance. Let us clarify, we're utterly incapable of carrying out any bugging. The Pulse system even uses Airtel-level software and we don't have Wi-Fi. Our members are only deployed on Mondays and Tuesdays to carry out surveillance on nurses and student teachers. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Alan Hughes and you're watching Ireland Storms live here on TV3 in association with American Holidays. I'm here outside the studio where you can literally see the weather. And we're live until midnight giving updates to those worst affected and don't even have the electricity to watch us. This just in, I'm being told Vincent Brown's hair warning system has been risen to orange. That's the highest state of alert for dull backbenchers and my favourite colour. We are advising TDs not to make any unnecessary haranguing tonight and please stay indoors until Vincent's bollocking has abated. Ireland Storms live. Martin has the latest.
I do indeed, Alan. Peggy called in. She says she's having a weather party in Stillorgan and she and her hubby are 40 years married today. Well done, Peggy. She's been swept off her feet all over again. Hashtag good luck. Thanks, boy boy.
Weather psychic Live is next, thanks to Get Away From It All with American Holidays. All flights are grounded, however. Ireland Storms live. Oh, I nearly fell over. That would have been huge on YouTube. Ah,
oh, I tell you, Leo, I'm depressed watching these Winter Olympics in Sochi. 53 disciplines and not a whiff of a medal for Mayo. I swear it's that wretched course again.
In fairness, Taoiseach, Mayo isn't exactly renowned for its pristine slopes and powder dry snow.
I tell you, these Olympics are rigged, Leo. Mayo doesn't get enough snow for figure skating.
No.
We don't even get enough sun for the beach gully ball, but I have a plan.
Would I be correct in guessing this plan is more than 4 but fewer than 6 points?
No, Leo, it's my 1 point plan.
Oh.
In between the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio and the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, I want Kesselbar to host the 2017 Autumn Olympics.
Sorry, Autumn Olympics?
With events tailored to suit the Mayo climate.
What?
Downhill falling, web surfing, and that new sport I keep reading about, rainboarding. No, waterboarding.
And you think this will give Ireland a realistic chance of a medal?
I tell you, Leo,
We have young girls from Ballina who are world beaters at the 1500-metre pub crawl, the cross-country cover-up and the 400-metre walk of shame.
You do realise our national debt is still 125% of GDP. This is
is the genius of it, Leo. We can host the games for next to nothing in the local sports hall. I'll have the local Fine Gael volunteers make ham sandwiches for the Pakistanis and the Israelis and so forth.
Wait.
The athletes will be awarded gold medal Denny sausages.
You can't feed pork to
the whole thing will be sponsored by Kesh for Gold.
Look, Taoiseach, this is a really, really bad idea.
We have bobsleigh U-turn events.
Stop.
Hole digging, photo bombing, lycra tightening, horse eating, the Putchine swim. The Autumn Olympics are just what this country needs.
Is there anything I can say to dissuade
you? I'm going to make Ireland the best small country in the world in which to do Autumn Olympics.
I'm going for a Putchine swim.
The training begins.
Welcome back to 6-1. Time now for the entertainment news. And since Sharon is still recharging, we're joined by Catherine Thomas.
Hello there. Thanks, Brian. You're looking well.
That's Brian with a Y to you.
Delighted to be here.
Well, we're only having you on because we've a female culture quota to fill and Blonet can't speak English, so get on with it.
In Berlin, Sheila Buff attended the premiere of Nymphomaniac with a paper bag over his head.
Well, I wish the Fair City Gang would take a leaf out of his book.
The bag had "I'm not famous anymore" written on it.
Also applicable to the Fair City lot.
Linda Martin has announced plans to form a girl band.
Yes, who knows what the kids want better than someone in their 60s whose last number one was before the internet was invented.
And Amy Huberman celebrated her daughter Sadie's first birthday with a tweet.
Sorry, a tweet? What did you get me for my first birthday, Mama? An electronic thumbs up and 200 retweets from people so desperate for human contact they think pressing a button makes me their friend. Anyway, let's see how the O'Driscolls have been marking the big day at home.
That's it. Come on, Friday night, guys. Out in the lash.
Hi, honey buns, I'm home.
Hi, Bri.
Oh, God, you. And who is Daddy's little girl? Is it you? Yeah, yes, it is.
A year ago this week.
Yeah.
Where did the time go?
Oh, I know, honey buns. I'll never forget that first time you passed little Sadie to me.
Oh, God, yes. And you went to dropkick her through the delivery ward doors.
I know, dollface. I'm still morto. Lightning reaction, I guess. Thank goodness that midwife had a really useful blocker. Well, look at her now. She's the best little girl.
Do you remember her first words?
Ah, of course I do. I'm so proud. Lucasade sport. No, Sadie. Daddy doesn't play ga. Daddy plays rugby. There's a lot more money in it and sponsorship deals.
Oh, Bri, you're so funny.
Oh, honey, did you get my card and flowers?
I did, scrummy heart. The flowers were gorgeous.
And the card? I wrote the poem myself, Snookums.
I know, but can I make a teensy-weensy little point?
Of course, pinchy face. You're the writer after all.
Rhyming hubes with pubes is not really very romantic, darling.
No?
But it's the thought that counts. Anyway, I've got to pop out to the hairdresser. Mummy doesn't look this good without a little help from time to time.
Oh. Mama, mama.
So, Sadie, if you could help Daddy set the table for your little party like a good girl.
Uh-huh.
Right, I've left out the Newbridge silverware. If you could just set it for 15, that would be great.
Okay.
Got a dash.
Bye, bye. Right, Sadie, it's just you and me. Will you help Daddy set the table?
Dada.
Now, 15. Baby Sadie must have lots of imaginary friends, just like Mommy's imaginary friends.
Ryan, I'm still here.
Oh.
Oh, when I think of the plight of all those wretched people, Kevin.
I know, sir.
Their homes destroyed, their livelihoods ruined.
No Valentine's dinner for them.
But I think that in a very real way, their agony was alleviated hugely by me meeting them.
Well, it reminded them how lucky they are not to have been drowned. It was up to your armpits in a few places, wasn't it? I thought I was going to have to break out the emergency armbands.
Yes, well, I told you, Kevin, there was no need for that. I'm a perfectly competent swimmer. I'm surprisingly athletic for a man of my age. And really, Kevin, there is no need to cut up my steak for me. I'm perfectly capable of doing it myself. People are looking over.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Susie Moore, can I get you gentlemen anything else?
We'll have another bottle, please, garçon.
And you might as well bring us more tap water as well. It'll help bring the levels down a bit more, sir, you know.
And how about for the lady?
Did That's no lady. That's the president's wife.
Kevin, my wife is on a silent protest in solidarity with the incarcerated playwright Margaretta Darcy.
D'accord.
Some people might call it a huff, but she's a very strong-willed woman.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I'm celebrating this Valentine's evening with my good friend Kevin, as well as my wife. Which reminds me, I've composed a new poem for this most auspicious celebration.
Wait, you wouldn't happen to have a sick bag, would you?
What was that?
Nothing, Mr. President.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I need my Sabina.
And Kevin, too.
You are a card.
I couldn't help it. Now, eat up. They want the high chair back in 10 minutes.
Every time I...
Check, please.
Try to have a bloody meal. I need you to mash up my carrots, Kevin. Kevin.
According to Albert Camus, an intellectual is a man whose mind watches itself. I must try to get Camus discussed on the Today Show at Mora. Ugh, she'd probably think I was quoting a heifer or something.
Attention passengers, the bus air and bus to Cork will be arriving in 5 minutes. Please have all your belongings with you.
Did you get that, Dahi? Yep. I can't believe I've Dahi O'Shea on the bus. My bus, the look.
Yeah, thanks for that, driver.
Why do you bother with the bus, Dahi? Would you not consider staying?
Oh, well, I'd love to, but I have I've matins in Dublin and stuff like that.
Very good.
Anyway, I'll see you. Better go in and see what Cork has waiting for me, huh?
Hello.
All right. Ah, Christ. Is it still flooded here? Oh, my clerks are ruined now. Why can't we just do the show in bloody Montrose?
Yoo-hoo! Dahi! Over here in the dinghy!
Hello, Mona!
I'll come over to you now!
There you are. You're a fine sailor, huh?
Did you hear my big news?
Oh, yeah. You're pregnant. You told me last week and you told everyone.
No, Dahi, though I am pregnant. No, even better than that.
What is it?
I've convinced RTE to let us stay in Cork forever.
What?
They've bought a house in the Mardyke for you.
No.
It only gets flooded 3 months a year.
Christ.
You can move down.
Oh.
Imagine, Dahi, living in Ireland's capital city.
No, it's not the capital, Maura.
Really?
Definitely not.
Everyone here says it is.
No, Maura, and to be honest, the weather, the flooding.
Don't get thick with me now. I was born outdoors on a rainy night at the top of Dún Engis itself.
Yep, so you keep telling me.
So slap on that Dahi smile, buck yourself up, and let's bring home improvement and consumer advice to the people.
Yeah, but I was thinking of doing a small item on the philosophy of Albert Camus.
What is this? Animal Planet.
What?
Cop yourself on. No animals in the studio, we were told.
It's not animals.
Now, where's my straighteners? Straightener? Hello?
If you're looking for me, I'm in the lavatory. The jacks. Flushing away my Jean-Paul Sartre.
Oh, Eamon, dear. What a lovely evening we're having.
Yes, Joan. What's wrong? You're being pleasant. That's not normal.
What? I think that's Stephen Collins from the Irish Times over there.
Oh, shit. Who else would I like to spend tonight with but you, Joanie, my sweet?
Call me Joanie once more and I'll plant my Karen Millens between your sweet bread.
Shh, shh.
Oh, you're too kind, Damon.
I suppose you think that by boycotting the St. Patrick's Day Parade, New York are going to become some sort of gay icon.
You've got our vote by half in just 3 years, and that's what you out of the country most of the time. Imagine if you'd been here. Oh, the parsnips are delicious, Eamon.
Yes, and well done on planning to march in the gay pride this year. You know they think you're a chap in drag.
That's almost homophobic.
No, I'm a Jonaphobic.
You're a big Jesse. That's what you are.
No, I'm not you. So, Joanie, you're doing a fine job there in the Department of Social Protection.
Yes.
Or the Department of Self-Promotion, as everyone calls it.
How kind. And it's a great job you're doing as Minister for Foreign Affairs.
Thank you.
I'd say Vladimir Putin and Barack Obama are hanging on your every word.
Shh, I think Stephen Collins is coming over.
Oh, shit.
Hello, Eamon. Joan.
Oh, hello, Stephen. Eamon was just saying it'd be lovely if he could join us.
Yes,
Stephen!
Steve!
He's just run away.
I don't know what happened there. He looked ill and then ran towards the toilet, Joanie.
I told you not to come here. Waiter! I'll have the sweetbreads.
What? No, don't!
Very tender.
This is John Kelly. Because like Highlander, there can be only one. Now that RTE is finally showing the works at a normal hour, I don't have to wake up at the crack of noon. So this weekend, I had the chance to explore Ireland during the day. So here I am at an art space in the centre of Dublin called Busoris, a venue so evocative of the transience of an artist's life.
Tickets, please!
After paying my stiffly priced entrance fee, I boarded their mobile theatre to Dundalk, the Venice of the Northeast. The actors in this open theatre stayed in character, portraying the bucolic state of their abandoned education.
Why are you looking at big ears?
Well, I, the audience, shared this existential stage with them in a departure from theatre norms.
You haven't changed.
But my journey was only beginning. Listening on my discman to the new Leonard Waits album, I exited the stage door into one of our most impressive installation projects known as the Town Square. Here in the town square, we can see in each discarded bag of chips and carefully placed specimen of human vomit is telling its own tale of rural isolation. It's so impressive and on such a massive scale that I wish I could stay longer than the 5 seconds my nostrils can endure. I was back on the mobile theatre as it drove along the M1 Arts Corridor, and we came across a huge arts collective known as the Apple Green. Here, numerous pop-up shopkeepers had come together to bring artisan produce and children's activity workshops under one roof. I especially liked the sound of the Indonesian finger bells that rang out anytime someone used a petrol pump. Then I arrived home to the capital, where a bedraggled group hugging sleeping bags on the street rudely awakened me from my cultural reverie. Here was the reality: poor souls sleeping in doorways, queuing for Dolly Parton tickets. My head in my hands, I put the new Techno Tango album up to 10 on my discman and unicycled into Montrose, vowing never to face the real world again. A titulaire, Miss Shizumi.
Ah, look! It's that asshole from the telly, what?
Callanan's Cake!
I spy with my little eye something beginning with C. Commissioner, confusion, cover-up, who knows? Thanks for listening in.